is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back for hour two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations all across Michigan. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Busy afternoon. Conversation on Iowa-Michigan Big Ten championship game. Big night for hoops. Big Ten ACC challenge. Michigan State, Louisville in East Lansing, and Michigan at North Carolina. Big game for the Wolverines, because they were right there with Purdue before the season started, picked to win it. And I'm watching Purdue and I've watched Michigan, and they are light years apart right now. Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball from North Carolina, here in about 20 minutes where they're taking on the Tar Heels tonight. Graham Couch from Couch on Sports. I think that would be Stout on Sports. Maybe his podcast, Couch in the Room, has been changed to Couch on Sports because he just idolizes Tim Stout in Lansing. Graham Couch for the Lansing State Journal, opinion maker in a few moments. Logan Lamoran, dear on Aiden Hutchinson. Will he be playing for the Lions a year from now? And Kyle Austin, MLive.com basketball insider. Our huge question of the day you can answer. Lions are going to get the number one pick. They're not winning a game. They're going 0-16-1. Aiden Hutchinson, I think it's a no-brainer to take him, but man, no-brainer things when it comes to the Lions, it's usually a coin flip. Should the Lions take Aiden Hutchinson with the overall number one pick? You tell me. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. You don't get crushed with ads or bounce backs. It's free. And you can text me anytime you want to. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. On Twitter, I just shared the World Tennis Association's announcement with the full support of the WTA, World Tennis Association Board of Directors. They're announcing the immediate suspension of all WTA tennis tournaments in China, including Hong Kong, because of the oppression going on and the fact that one of the top tennis players in the world, they can't find her. She's being hidden in China or held against her will. I get those are the allegations, but I applaud the World Tennis Association and people in America standing up to oppression in China. We have railed our own country. Nike, NBA, LeBron. When are you going to stand up? I get the money train when it comes to politics and sports. When are you going to stand up to the oppression in China? Yet we have done nothing for 5 years, trash America. Yeah, we have problems in America, and we need to address them. But to look the other way on the open oppression of people based on their religious beliefs. And the World Tennis Association leads this charge while the NBA is banking billions. And Nike banking billions. And LeBron banking millions, probably in the billion range now. When are American companies going to stand up to the oppression in China and say, you know what? We're not going to do business with you. Because it comes down to the amount of money they can make off of products made there. You know, I will say with the World Tennis Association, I'm starting to look when I'm buying something where it's made. I am. If it's made in China, I'm not buying it. And I'm looking. And the World Tennis Association, the world of sports, where most of you probably couldn't name five tennis players right now who actively are playing. Which, by the way, the Will Smith movie, is it King Richard, about the father of Venus and Serena Williams? Fantastic movie. Go see it at your local Celebration Cinema. It is flat out wonderful. So what needs to happen, and to follow the lead of the World Tennis Association, the NBA, any pro sports league, any athlete, any apparel company, any business in America doing business in China needs to stand up to the oppression. I don't need more TV ads telling us we need to be a better country when you're doing business in China. I don't need athletes talking about America and how bad we are when you're doing business with another country. For the World Tennis Association to stand up to China when no one else in this world is right now, sports or politics, that is phenomenal. So I hope any pro sports league in America, any athlete, any apparel company, or any business doing business in China, maybe you should stand with the World Tennis Association until things change. I'm not saying never do business. But the World Tennis Association standing up to oppression in China. Man, more power to him. Let's go talk to a man with a lot of power when it comes to opinions on his Twitter feed, because he's the only guy who can hit send. Graham Couch, Couch on the Roof podcast. Also Lansing State Journal opinion maker. I did call it Couch on Sports when I looked at my list of guests that Superfly gave me coming up this hour, and I said, does he idolize Tim Stout that much now his podcast is called Couch on Sports?
To your tennis point, I was once the number one singles player at Lansing Sexton High School as a senior. So,
Tennis segue. Only you, Graham, can pull my speech about the World Tennis Association, my huge opinion, and bring in that you were the number one singles player for Lansing Sexton. I love it. Now, that's why you're the king.
Absolutely. Got knocked unconscious by a tennis net once in 1994. So only I've done that probably as well.
So you went to jump over it to celebrate a win and end up doing the cartwheel?
It was worse yet. It was like a dive for a drop shot, and the courts weren't very good. It was a really tightly, done net, and I just went head first into the net, and it clotheslined me out of the cement. So, ended practice early, though.
I thought I saw that scene in Step Brothers.
You probably did.
You want to play tennis? On a serious note, speaking of tennis, for the WTA to be first to stand up to China and that sports connection, obviously the game of tennis, man, that took a lot of tennis balls. It really did.
Yeah, you don't see anybody else doing that because, you don't see the NBA doing it. You don't see, because there's a lot of money to be made in China, and there's a lot of money for tennis in China, a lot of tournaments. So, you got to applaud them for taking a stand, because that's really right. That's when it gets hard, when it hits your wallet and you're making a decision based on principle or based on what matters to you, and it's going to affect your wallet. You absolutely have to applaud that.
Amen. Let's move on. Let's talk about Michigan State football. Mel Tucker, Big Ten Coach of the Year. They're 11 in the playoff rankings. They're pretty safe for a New Year's Six Bowl. It just depends on who wins and who loses this weekend.
Yeah, it's moving to 11 was a big deal in terms of getting into the New Year's Six, because jumping Oklahoma means, because obviously the ACC champion might not be in that top 12, and they've got to take one of those spots. So now, if everything plays out with the favorites winning, with Michigan winning, with Cincinnati winning, Michigan State is going to be a New Year's Six, or should be a New Year's Six Bowl team. Now, we have seen the committee flip things at the end without any new data. Like, if you go back to the very first playoff, Michigan State and Mississippi State flipped without either team playing from 1 week to the next, and that's why Michigan State went to the Cotton Bowl and Mississippi State to the Orange Bowl. But most likely that doesn't happen, and so you're looking at the Fiesta Bowl or Peach Bowl. What's sort of interesting, though, and this is my read from the majority of MSU fans that I interact with, is they would much rather go to the Red Box Bowl or any other bowl than see Michigan win the Big Ten title and go to the playoffs and therefore help Michigan State in a New Year's Six game. And I think there is a that is first and foremost a priority. And I do think from one standpoint, I think the Fiesta Bowl is something that has some cachet, right? We've known the Fiesta Bowl in big games for a long time. It's been around. It has history. It's been the national championship. It's been a lot of things. And that would be a big deal. I think the difference between the Fiesta and Peach, though, is sizable in terms of just how you think of them. The Peach Bowl, they sort of forced in as this New Year's Six game, but the Peach versus the Citrus, I don't know that we think of those. Playing the Citrus Bowl on New Year's Day against a good SEC team, is that worse than the Peach Bowl on December 30th against Pitt? I don't know that it is in people's eyes, and I think most Michigan State fans would rather, if that were to be the option, would rather Michigan fall and Iowa screw things up and Michigan State wind up in the Citrus Bowl.
I think State's a lock for a New Year's Six Bowl because if you look at the numbers, like Ohio State, Michigan had massive numbers. Michigan State, massive TV numbers. End of the day, that's what those bowls are looking for in the committee. I know they're looking for their top four, but when they start the other New Year's Six Bowl matchups, it's all about what could bring the biggest TV ratings and what fans will travel.
Well, and the other thing that Michigan State has going for them is they want to play in this game. They're going to have the energy. You know, you get a lot of teams, even at the New Year's Six level. We've seen Michigan rest a lot of guys when they were in the Peach Bowl. You know, we've seen other teams, not a lot of guys sit out because they're either going to the NFL or the game just doesn't matter as much. And, you know, this isn't a disappointing 10-2 to MSU. So, you know, I don't know 100% whether Kenneth Walker will play right now. He intends to. I think those are conversations that they need to have that are pretty frank with him. But you listen to a guy like Jaden Reed, who's never played on that stage, and how excited he is about it. And these are guys who, you know, this is a team that kind of out of nowhere went 10-2. And they're excited to try to be healthy again and play a game on a pretty big stage and remind people, you know, the last time they played on a pretty big stage, it did not go well with the Ohio State game. So I think this is a chance to sort of change the narrative about who they were this season and who they are. And so that's another advantage. I mean, there are a lot of these teams that they played their biggest game. And the Michigan State, I think this will be an enormous game, and they'll view it that way.
Beyond what bowl game they end up in, and Mel Tucker now with the well-noted 10-year, $95 million deal, does he have the foundation to be 10-2 next year or even better, or step back?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to – I mean, he's obviously going to have to – they're going to lose some pieces, and we'll see how much they lose. I would guess that Jaden Reed and Kenneth Walker are certainly gone. You know, we'll see on Jalen Naylor. And, you know, they're going to lose some – they lose some veterans on the offensive line. And that's really the question, right? Because you have to get to a point where it's not about a team and a season, where it's a program that's just the guy – the level to which you're recruiting and the depth. It's just year after year you're in contention, and that's what you're getting paid a lot of money to recruit. And in that sense, you know, this still is a pretty early stages of Mel Tucker and his recruiting and what it's fair to have expectations be. I would not expect them to be 10-2 next year. The real question will become, you know, is Peyton Thorne, if you've got him for two more years as your quarterback, as he keeps developing, does he become a guy who at the college level is a star who can carry you a little bit? I think they'll be fine at the running back position. Will they continue to be, you know, the upgrades of the offensive line? Where will that be? Can they get a guy who can rush the passer, maybe through the transfer portal? Those guys are hard to find, those edge rushers. And, you know, guys like Malik Carr, though, young receivers and tight ends that they have, are, I think they'll be fine at that position. But it's just hard to know at the line of scrimmage, will they be, think about it, this year they maximized everything they could mostly out of this season. They won every close game that they could. And that doesn't happen every season. And so it's hard to imagine them being 10-2 next year or thinking them of, you know, of being that. But, you know, certainly I wouldn't underestimate Mel Tucker in the transfer portal this offseason.
Graham Couch from Couch in the Rube podcast from the Lansing State Journal. His Twitter feed is awesome. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Your thoughts on Iowa, Michigan Saturday night in the Big Ten title game?
Yeah, it's talk about something that's hard to imagine. It is hard to imagine Iowa beating Michigan. Now, that said, I've seen title game even last year. We all thought Ohio State was just going to roll Northwestern. That wound up being pretty competitive for a while. And so, you know, weird things happen, and Michigan hasn't blown everybody out. Iowa on the offensive line, though, you know, the tackle position is young. That's a bad, you know, just a matchup. That's not great against Michigan. I just don't think their offense has the juice to put pressure on Michigan and keep pace. I just don't think this is one of the better Iowa teams even that they've had in recent years. And so, I mean, we always think of Iowa as kind of the same, but Iowa's had more talent than this. I think Michigan wins and probably wins pretty comfortably.
Let's move on to college basketball. Louisville, Michigan State tonight. Spartans are improving. They're into the top 25 at 22 for the first time. I think Izzo seems pretty comfortable with the way this team is coming together. You saw something over the weekend in the Bahamas that Aikens has some of that freaky athleticism that you don't see a lot on the floor with Michigan State right now. I think he'll get more minutes. They have enough depth. I think they have enough shooters. I liked how Hauser was taking it to the bucket against Baylor. I'm like, where's that been? So Izzo's working through it. Your thoughts on the matchup with Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, Louisville makes you look ugly defensively, or with their defense and your offense sometimes. They're a team that, you know, shoots a lot of threes but hasn't shot it great to this point this year. You know, the game that could be in the 60s, although I've seen games at Breslin blow up and look different than maybe the analytics would suggest coming in. You know, I think this is another interesting test for Michigan State and just their overall development, because we did see some things from them last week that were revealing and mostly promising. I think they ran out of gas against a Baylor team that's just better than they are now. You saw a guy like Max Christie is the guy I'm really watching. How does he respond to a tough week where he finally saw some real defensive attention, where he saw some athletes who were could get into him and cause him problems of similar lengths? And like, I mean, he's a guy for them to, by the time March rolls around, compete with the teams like Baylor and be able to close a game like that on a given day. He's going to have to be a really good, consistent scorer and player for them. And so how does he respond to last week? That's the sort of thing I'm looking at. Then again, the point guard position, can those guys in a game like this against a tough defensive team take care of Michigan State? And they haven't been doing that consistently, and that's going to determine so much for MSU this year.
Yeah, I like the way they're improving. And again, Izzo had them off the radar, which I think he liked. And there's some young guys, and I'm telling you, Aikens may – I'm thinking of guys who could create their own shot that Izzo has had in the last 5 years. And I'm not talking about big men down low. I'm saying somebody off the dribble who can move without the ball, get a pass. They can take it to the rack, pull up, then go finish at the bucket. He hasn't had a lot of those guys.
No, and he's got those now. I think Aikens will be that guy eventually. Right now, he's much more of a, you know, offensive rebounder, energy defender guy who, if he picks his spots, he's really effective and he raises their athleticism. Christie is that guy. And I think that's, you know, it's important that he, you know, continues to have confidence and his season, you know, blossoms like it looked like it was about to at Butler. And there were moments even over the weekend. So, no, I think it's a group that, you know, has a chance to be sort of a couple-year group together. Not entirely. They may lose, you know, Gabe Brown after this year. We'll see what guys like him and Marcus Bingham do with that extra year, whether it makes sense to come back or not. But, you know, a guy like Max Christie, who some days looks like a one-and-done, and then other days you're like, that's going to be a couple years for him in college. That could be a good thing for MSU, because I don't know that this is the year anyway you're thinking of them as a contender. You're hoping that they're improved by the tournament and they can make a run. But this is the type of group that by the time next year rolls around and everybody's back, and or just about everybody's back, and you know, you've got a team that you think might be a kind of a front runner.
I look at both teams right now based on the way they play. There is nobody ready for the NBA, and that includes Hunter Dickinson, who needs to step up. There's nobody ready for the NBA on Michigan State's roster or Michigan's roster right now. Nobody.
No, it doesn't seem like that. You know, the one thing, Gabe Brown is the guy who, you know, some guys have their moment in college basketball, and whether they're going to get good enough or not, this is, you know, Xavier Tillman had that at the end of 2020, right? Last year, Aaron Henry, whatever it was going to be, there was no reason to do another year of college basketball. And Gabe Brown may have one of those years where whatever he's going to be, this is it. And he puts everything into a season and he's pretty good. That said, that extra year is going to create opportunities for guys. And if you're a guy who's a 6'7", 6'8", shooter like Gabe Brown, or you're a guy who's 7 foot with a 7'5" wingspan like Marcus Bingham, another year, you know, you're not a guy whose dimensions limit you from the NBA. And so maybe another year at Michigan State makes sense.
Graham Couch, he was ready to make the switch to Couch on Sports podcast. And Tim sent a cease and desist letter to him. So Couch had to go with Couch and the Rube. They kept their name, which wherever you download podcasts, look for that. You know, there's a lot of territorial stuff in Lansing. Trust me, I've been doing this for over 20 years. You go behind the green and white wall, it's all turf. It's like you don't want if you get the Godfather of sports, Tim Stout, on your bad side, you're in trouble.
It's a long day.
Yeah. So Graham Couch in the Room podcast and his Twitter feed, just search Graham Couch. If I have to spell couch for you, there's no use in even looking for it on Twitter.
Appreciate you, Bill.
We love you, Graham. Enjoy the game tonight, buddy.
All right. Take care.
All right. That was like a comedy show right there. I did like a stand-up routine. I haven't heard Graham laugh that much. Well, he probably laughs when he reads some of my huge opinions on Twitter, but he hasn't laughed with me that much ever. Huge question of the day. Aiden Hutchinson projected to be the number one pick. Will the Lions take him a year from now? Will Hutch be wrecking havoc in NFL backfields with a Lions uniform on? You tell me. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. My good friend Andrew Grassheis will join us coming up later. We'll talk about the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. Grass, as he's known to friends. It's a huge fundraiser for the Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. They didn't do it a year ago in downtown Ada here on the west side of the state. They had over 4,000 people. Craft beer, chili connoisseurs from all over the Midwest, all the craft beers from Michigan and beyond. And all proceeds benefit Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan. It opens up this Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Ada here on the west side of the state, just east of Grand Rapids. And Grass will join us coming up in about an hour and a half, get the latest on everything going on with the annual Ada Chili and Beer Festival. They didn't do it last year. Had over 4,000 the year before. It's outdoors. It's an unbelievable event. Get your tickets. Easiest way is just search Ada Chili and Beer Festival on Facebook. To the callers online, Michigan, we'll hear you next.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
This season, keep your power sport equipment trail ready with Gates G-Force belts from your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store. Your locally owned, authorized Gates belts headquarters. G-Force belts are made carbon tensile strong for minimal stretch and maximum durability. For all your name brand automotive parts, stop by your locally owned Auto Value Auto Parts store or visit myautovaluestore.com. Always carry a spare and ride safely this season with Gates G-Force belts at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for my good friends on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Now they have their latest no-brainer bet. And DraftKings is legit. They're an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You can withdraw your money and get your cash anytime you want to. And here's the no-brainer deal right now on any NFL game. Just sign up using code HUGE after you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and then bet just $1 on any team to score in an NFL game. And you can win $100 in free bets. bets. Download that DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Then bet just $1 on any team to score, and you'll win $100 in free bets if they score. You score with promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes, our executive producer. Every day this week, it's Big Ten Championship Game Week. We preview Iowa and Michigan every day, including Friday. Full show 3 until 6 with the Wolverine.com team and the On3.com team breaking down the Hawkeyes and the Wolverines. Our NFL Power Hour presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app will air Thursday this week at 5 p.m. Jeff Risden from thelionswire.com and also co-host of the Detroit Lions podcast on YouTube, and Merrill Hodge, former Steelers running back, will join us like he does each and every week. The NFL Power Hour presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app will air this week on Thursday because of the Wolverine.com, On3.com, huge Big Ten Championship Game preview airing Friday, 3 until 6, and also take advantage of the $1 deal to join at the Wolverine.com. Let's go to Ed in Grand Rapids listening on 96.1 The Game. You're on The Huge Show across Michigan.
Hey, Hughes, how you doing today?
Doing good, Ed.
So a couple of things I want to throw at you. I've been listening for quite a while when I come down this way to work, and, you know, what the gentleman you just had on before you, the Spartan?
Graham Couch.
Or guy, sorry. He said something that irked me, which has irked me for years, about how the Spartans would rather see Michigan lose and if they get a worse bowl or something like that, that is so typical of, you know, this whole thing where people are like, well, you know, we should all, you know, root for both teams because they're both in the state and blah, blah, blah. And I got nothing against Spartan players or the teams themselves, but the fans, they drive me crazy the way they act. You know, so the, for him to say something like that, I mean, that's, he didn't mean necessarily that that's what he meant, but that that's what the fans, which, you know, which is a strange vibe. But the other thing with that is Aiden Hutchinson, love to see him play for the Lions, but you know what happens once you go to the Lions. Your career goes to the toilet because they're more than one player away from being competitive, in my mind.
Yeah, you know, they're a defense away and a quarterback and wide receivers and a head coach who knows in-game strategy and adjustments. That's it. And they're that close to being a playoff team. They missed. They thought Goff would get them through a couple of years. They had horrible evaluations on talent, especially offensively. Defensively, they played better, much better than expected. So they thought they would have enough offense to get by, and you could be 6-10, 7-9. Instead, they're going to be 0-16-1, and nothing they sell during the offseason outside of the lion sheep herd who buys anything and everything told to them. You're going to what? Be 4-12 next year and then 7-9 and talk about, hey, you know, 2 years ago we were winless and now we're 7-9. Look at the progress. I'm done with that. It's the NFL. They get paid millions to win now. Speaking of winning now, Michigan basketball, they need a big win on the road. North Carolina tonight, ACC Big Ten Challenge. Brian Bush, talented voice of Michigan basketball, he's standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Bri.
Hello, Bill. Good to be here.
This Michigan basketball team starting the season, you know, picked right there with Purdue to win the Big Ten, number four in the country. Here they are now, a loss away from falling out of the top 25. And I'm watching Purdue, and they look like world beaters. What's happened with Michigan and why they're at this point right now?
Yeah, I think there's some inexperience, some rotation questions that still need to be worked out. I mean, last year's team felt a lot more in place, and you kind of knew the identity, where they would be able to go get their points. This year, I think that's still evolving. I mean, you think Eli Brooks last year was what, probably the fifth biggest threat offensively, and now through six games he's been the biggest threat and the most important offensive piece to this team. This is a team that was picked that high a lot more on potential. They might still be able to climb at those lofty rankings, but it I don't think it was ever going to be quite the same route where it was just, boy, from the start last season, Michigan was really good. The potential is there, but there will be some growing pains, and there already have been.
His name, Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball. What do you like about this team where you would say, okay, they're close, whether it's a rotation, a couple players stepping up, because teams are just packing it in on Dickinson and saying, okay, we'll let Brooks get his points, but one guy isn't going to beat us. Where do they need to adjust? Where do you feel they will adjust? And who are some of the step-up players possibly beginning tonight?
So I think where this team needs to, not necessarily adjust, but just improve, is they've got to be able to hit some shots. And they have players who are capable of doing that. Caleb Houston, I think he's getting closer and closer. He's had a tough start, but you know, he was a five-star top 10 recruit for a reason. And he was kind of the plug-and-play guy at the three, and still will be. I mean, this team will, in a lot of respects, go as he takes them as a shooter. And I think the other thing is just what I like about this team is what that duo of Hunter Dickinson and Musa Diabate can become. I think they've just scratched the surface. Moose is going to have some inconsistencies here and there. He's going to have some games where he's amazing, and he's going to have a couple games where, you know, he struggles a little bit. But I think that's where the upside of this team really lies, and it's just going to take some time, because it was really four shooters and Hunter Dickinson last year, and this year it's Hunter. And then you kind of have some interchangeable parts and some guys who aren't quite knocking things down. To me, where I'm optimistic is that Devontae Jones probably could not have had a tougher six-game start than he's had. Eli Brooks has continued to evolve offensively. Hunter Dickinson is getting double or triple teamed. That will go away if guys around him hit shots. So it has to happen. There's no guarantee that it will. But if it does, I think this team can regain some of the form that we saw last year.
Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Before I let you go, what's going to go down Saturday night in Indy when it comes to Michigan football against Iowa in the Big Ten title game?
That's going to be a heck of a clash. I mean, this Iowa team, you know exactly what you get from them, a gritty, hard-nosed, physical type of a team. Kirk Ferentz has done an incredible job with that program, but boy, you have to feel like, you know, you like the Wolverines' chances. This is a team that really, they dominated that game against Ohio State. They have such an identity. They're willing and able to play with it at the highest of levels. It's going to be a tough out because Iowa's a 10-win team. They're really, really good, but I really question what can Iowa's offense do against Michigan's defense. I don't think there's a whole lot there, and that's where in a game like this, you love having a quarterback like Cade McNamara who doesn't make many mistakes. He plays within the flow of the offense, within himself, and the teams that have done that against Iowa have been able to have success. Not many can, but Michigan has the roster to do it. So I can't wait. It's a big week for basketball, big week for football, big week for Michigan.
Brian, enjoy the game tonight against the Tar Heels. Always appreciate you appearing here on the Huge Radio Network.
Happy to do it, Bill. Be well.
Brian Bush joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with the University of Michigan Athletics. And for that Big Ten title game on Saturday night, whether you're going to the game or having a house party or going to watch it with friends, you can gear up for Michigan with quality license official Wolverine gear for all ages, all sizes. Always had that great Meyer price inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. And if you need your favorite beverages or food or snacks to grill out, grill in, dine in, maybe take over to a friend's. Everything you need is inside your local Meijer. To all the callers online, Michigan will hear you next.
Opt in to the huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, when you make your first bet. Experience hockey like never before with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, to receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Only at BetMGM, the official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on a Wednesday, presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You know, Oxford High School and that tragedy now with four victims who have died. And just the Tate Meijer story, that he tried to disarm the 15-year-old, the shooter. Some of the videos you're seeing of kids barricaded in a classroom and someone's claiming to be a sheriff, open the door, you can hear a younger voice. And once the supposed sheriff used, "Hey, bro, let me in," one of the kids said, "Hey, bro," gave it away, "we're out of here." They went out the window and they're running for their lives. I mean, and Kelly Rowe put out that tweet exchange earlier, and Matt Charbonneau, who's one of our MSU insiders from the Detroit News, just quote tweeted it and said, "My God, this is hard for anyone to read, but as a father, this had me sobbing." So this is Kelly Rowe. She's a TV anchor in the Detroit area. Her tweet from earlier: "Perhaps a parent's worst nightmare, a text exchange between an Oxford High School parent and their child yesterday." And this is from Rick Allen, was the screenshot. "I pray that no one ever gets this text message from their child. Caitlin is home safe, and so is my nephew, Stephen. My heart goes out to the families that lost their children today. Hashtag Oxford Strong." So this is at, you see the time, it's at 12:51 p.m. That's when the shooting began at Oxford High School yesterday. From his daughter at the school, "Dad, I love you." He responds, "Love you too." His daughter replies, "There is a shooter at our school, and I love you so much. You are the best dad. I could have ever asked for. Thank you for everything that you have done for me. What the F are you talking about? I'm OTW, which is on the way, and she's got a pretty cool dad who's using the cool abbreviations. She then replies, there was gunshots in our school. The father, Rick, quickly texts back, we are all on the way. His daughter in Oxford High School. What do you mean, everyone? All the cops? Yes. So you had a daughter. And like Matt Charbonneau, who follows Michigan State football and basketball, said, and I told you earlier that I read this, and it was early this morning. And if you're a dad, if you don't have a daughter, and this is nothing against sons, but there is something really unique and special that a dad has with a daughter. There really is. And his daughter began that text exchange at 12:51 p.m. yesterday with, she was saying goodbye. She was saying goodbye. So you're a dad, and your daughter says, hey, I just want to thank you. Oh, it's holiday season. It's nice. I appreciate it. My daughter loves me. I love you too. And then the text, there are shooters. I heard gunshots. And then I thought of that video of those kids barricaded in a room and somebody trying to get in saying, hey, open the door. It's the sheriff's. And then, how do we know it's you? Come on, bro. And they all just bolted. Kids know when you're talking, if you're an adult or a kid. And as I mentioned in my opening huge opinion today, the courage under fire. I know we have talked about that with our law enforcement, with military. But it truly is pitiful. We have to talk about that with our children in a school setting. The courage under fire. That Oxford football player, Tate Meyer, trying to disarm the shooter, he dies. The courage of teachers, of first responders. Kids are running that way. You know who's running in? And I read that the Oakland County Sheriff's, their training said, don't set up a perimeter, don't do anything. First thing you do is go in. Don't try and talk at it. You go in to save lives. And that's what they did. You go in. For all of you who are anti-law enforcement, while our children are barricaded, while our children are running for their lives on their TikTok, that man or woman who put on that bulletproof vest that morning, Oxford Police, Oakland County Sheriff's, Michigan State Police, they were going in. And they save lives. Just like Tate Meyer did, the Oxford High School football player who dreamed of playing at the next level. At times, as a father, and as an older gentleman who've experienced a lot in life, I question if that generation that is 13 to 18, if they have it, to make America a better place. And then I watch and I read and I listen and I see what happened yesterday, and even with the loss of life and the horrific scenes that will never leave the minds of those teenagers and those teachers and those first responders, that there was that courage under fire. That if I'm that Rick Allen and my child has texted me, the worst feeling you can have as a parent is to feel helpless. That you can't do anything. And that can cover that the entire spectrum of being a mom or a dad. So I applaud the children who really fought to save their lives and the lives of others. 24/7, the podcast and the interviews and everything you need is free. You can listen on your schedule when you want to at thehugeshow.net.